the grandson of the man who many believe is responsible for the deaths of millions of innocent people, has sued a prominent Russian newspaper over a recent article. Yevgeny Djugashvili disputes the fact that the former Soviet leader personally signed Politburo death orders, as stated in the article. He's seeking nearly $300,000 from Novaya Gazeta. Djugashvili's lawyer claims that the article, based on declassified Kremlin documents, damaged Stalin's reputation as an outstanding leader. Alison Gill is director of Human Rights Watch here in Moscow.
To me, it smacks of harassment. It smacks of harassing a newspaper for doing its job. The claim of the complainant here is going to be very difficult to prove, and it's going to cost Novaya Gazeta time and money to defend itself when, in fact, we have a pretty well-established historical record here that establishes what Stalin did as a leader.
Gill says it's unfair that journalists always have to watch their step in a country that claims to be a democracy. And she says a suit could be the least of a reporter's problems.
It's dangerous for reporters to work in Russia. There have been many murders and attacks, physical attacks and threats against journalists just for doing their jobs. They face harassment at almost every level.
The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists ranks Russia as the third most dangerous country to work. Four journalists who have reported for Novaya Gazeta have been murdered in the last 8 years. The newspaper claims the reporters were targeted for their investigative reporting. Christopher Boyan is bureau chief for the Agence France-Presse in Moscow. He says reporting in the former Soviet Union can be an occupational hazard.
The local, the homegrown Russian journalists who are really on the inside, that know the score, that know who's who, that knows what's what, and that are really practicing their profession, running some real measurable risks.
Boyan goes on to say that he's not bothered that Stalin's grandson has sued Novaya Gazeta because he feels that everyone has the right to file a suit. He does say, however, that journalists don't have confidence in the Russian courts.
There is a problem with the judiciary, and there is a problem with the notion of being able to take cases to the courts, cases where journalists are threatened or where publications are suppressed or information distorted. There is something of a culture of impunity here.
A judge recently ruled against Yevgeny Djugashvili's lawsuit. Joseph Stalin's grandson is expected to appeal the decision. One current prominent Russian leader does not agree with Djugashvili's lawsuit against the Novaya Gazeta newspaper. On Friday, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev complained that he thought too many young Russians didn't realize the scope of Stalin's destruction. On his video blog, President Medvedev stated that the crimes of the past should not be forgiven and that Russia should not forget the damage Stalin did. Jessica Gallagher for VOA News, Moscow.